I must reject this life, my heart tells me, reject the world of men, if Hector does not feel my battering spear tear the life out of him, making him pay in his own blood for the slaughter of Patroclus. Letting a tear fall, Thetis said, "You'll be swift to meet your end, child, as you say. Your doom comes close on the heels of Hector's own." Achilles, the great runner, ground his teeth and said, "May it come quickly. As things were, I could not help my friend in his extremity. Far from his home he died. He needed me to shield him or to parry the death stroke. For me there's no return to my own country. Not the slightest gleam of hope did I afford Patroclus or the other men whom Hector overpowered. Here I sat, my weight a useless burden to the earth. And I am one who has no peer in war among Achaean captains, though in council there are wiser. Ay, let strife and rancor perish from the lives of gods and men, with anger that envenoms even the wise and is sweeter than slow-dripping honey, clouding the hearts of men like smoke. Just so the marshal of the army, Agamemnon, moved me to anger. But we'll let that go, though I'm still sore at heart. It is all past, and I have quelled my passion, as I must. Now I must go to look for the destroyer of my great friend. I shall confront the dark, drear spirit of death at any hour Zeus and the other gods may wish to make an end. Not even Heracles escaped that terror, though cherished by the Lord Zeus. Destiny and Hera's bitter anger mastered him. Likewise with me, if destiny like his awaits me, I shall rest when I have fallen. Now, though, may I win my perfect glory and make some wife of Troy break down, or some deep-breasted Dardan woman sob and wipe tears from her soft cheeks. They'll know then how long they had been spared the deaths of men, while I abstained from war. Do not attempt to keep me from the fight, though you love me. You cannot make me listen. Thetis, goddess of the silvery feet, answered, "Yes, of course, child, very true. You do no wrong to fight for tired soldiers and keep them from defeat. But still your gear, all shining bronze, remains in Trojan hands. Hector himself is armed with it in pride. Not that he'll glory in it long, I know, for violent death is near him. Patience, then, better not plunge into the moil of Ares until you see me here once more. At dawn, at sunrise, I shall come with splendid arms for you from Lord Hephaestus.